Hi, this is Alan Taylor Shearer, and I'm going to serialise a book, The Nazi Roots of the Brussels EU. Yes, you heard that right. The Nazi Roots of the Brussels EU. This is from an open letter from Dr. Rath, who has become a voice of conscience exposing the global conquest plans of the chemical pharmaceutical cartel in our time. Attacked by cartel media the world over, Dr. Rath and his foundation have received prestigious awards for civil courage. The Relay of Life Award, presented by survivors of the KZ Auschwitz and other Nazi concentration camps, was confirmed with the mandate, Never Again. This is his open letter. On Monday, December 10th, 2012, the so-called Brussels EU received the Nobel Peace Prize, allegedly for preserving peace in Europe. Now that the dust has settled, the people of the world deserve to learn the facts behind this PR event. 1. The Brussels EU is not a democratic body. Neither its president nor its executive body, the so-called EU Commission, can be elected or unelected by the people. 2. The 27 members of this EU executive are appointed on behalf of corporate interests, namely the chemical, petrochemical and pharmaceutical industry, the oil and drug cartel. These commissars rule Europe with the help of more than 50,000 paid bureaucrats, none of whom are democratically legitimised either. 3. The EU Parliament, parading as a democratic institution, is little more than a fig leaf and lacks crucial hallmarks of any democracy, such as the right to initiate new legislation. 4. The blueprints for this undemocratic construct derive from the intended post-World War II plans of the Nazis and their main corporate financiers, the infamous IG Farben Inc., Bayer, BASF, and Hoist, etc. The world's largest chemical pharmaceutical cartel at that time. 5. The first president and chief architect of what is known today as the Brussels EU was Walter Hallstein, a German lawyer. Before and during World War II, Hallstein had been a key architect of the new dictatorial world order via which the Nazi cartel coalition had planned to rule Europe and later the world. In May 1938, Hitler met with Mussolini in Rome, Italy, to plan the military conquest of the world and to plan the post-World War II world under the rule of the Nazis and their corporate financiers, the chemical, oil and drug cartel. 1 month later, in June 1938, German lawyer Walter Hallstein was part of the official Nazi state delegation to Rome that finalised the legal framework of the intended New World Order to be implemented after an anticipated Nazi cartel victory. On June 23, 1939, Hallstein revealed these outrageous plans in a public speech in Rostock, Germany. On March 25, 1957, less than 2 decades later, the same Walter Hallstein was in Rome again. He became one of only 12 signatories to the Treaties of Rome, the founding documents of what is known today as the Brussels EU. From 1958 to 1967, he was first president and chief architect of this construct. 6. The centrepiece of this plan was to rule the conquered world by means of a central cartel office that would set the rules for all sectors of life, including economics, finance, trade, patents, and other aspects of civil and criminal law outside of any democratic control. 2 decades later, Nazi planner Hallstein copied this system for the Brussels EU, saying, quote, "Every action is initiated by the unelected commission as the executive organ of the community," end quote. 7. With the help of 10,000 bureaucrats at that time, Holstein built the Brussels EU as an almost exact replica of the Nazi cartel plans. Astonishingly, none of the politicians who supported the build-up of this political construct over the past decade felt a responsibility to alert the people of their countries and the world under the undemocratic nature of the Brussels EU or its Nazi roots. 8. On May 21st, 2010, our foundation published the above facts and the substantiating documentation of this newspaper. 10 days later, on May 31st, 2010, the then German president, Horst Keuler, who had been born in Nazi-occupied Poland in 1943, resigned from his office in a surprise move that has remained largely unexplained to this day. 9. With the exposure of its Nazi roots, the Brussels EU had lost all political legitimacy. Obviously, no political organisation that derives directly from the drawing boards of the Nazi regime can survive in the democratic world of the 21st century. While some responsible politicians distanced themselves, the political stakeholders of the cartel launched a desperate public relations battle in a futile attempt to reverse the rapidly diminishing credibility of the Brussels EU. 10. On September 12, 2012, EU Chief Commissioner Manuel Barroso surprised the world with his proposal of a federal United States of Europe. But this plan was neither new nor democratic. Barroso had merely borrowed it from his predecessor, Nazi planner Holstein. In his 1969 book, The Unfinished Federal State of Europe, Holstein had praised his own deceptive plan of pseudo-democratic federal Europe under strict rule of the cartel as a concept of unprecedented audacity. Number 11. On October 12, 2012, the Norwegian Committee awarded the Brussels EU the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize. It's a little-known fact that the head of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Thorben Jagland, is the Secretary-General of the Council of Europe, another cheerleading group promoting the plans of the Brussels EU. The Nobel Peace Prize 2012 was apparently part of the battle for the political survival of the Nazi-rooted Brussels EU. Remarkably, in the same time as the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded for the alleged role of the Brussels EU in keeping peace in Europe over recent decades, Barroso announced the launch of a European army, with the likely goal to secure global cartel interests and markets. In summary, no individual or party that continues to support the Brussels EU, an undemocratic construct built on ex-Nazis, can survive politically. And if the European idea is to survive in the 21st century, the Brussels EU construct must be dismantled and replaced with a democratic structure, by the people, for the people. International Herald Tribune, December 12, 2012.